I think another reason that Joseph is able to smile when he's been knocked down is he just refuses to give up hope. Verse 20. On the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he gave a feast to all of his servants, and he elevated the chief cupbearer and the chief baker. Pharaoh restored the cupbearer to his position as cupbearer, but he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had explained. So the chief cupbearer, but the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. That could have been eerily easy for Joseph to lose hope at this point. Can't you see his hope is built up, thinking, now I have somebody who's going to advocate me. Now I have somebody who's going to talk to Pharaoh on my behalf. Now there's hope for me to get off. And the guy leaves. But I don't think that Joseph put his hope in the cupbearer. He put his hope in God. Admiral Stockdale has made a paradox, a principle, famous. Stockdale was held captive as a POW in the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam. He was there for 7 years. And interviewed later by a man by the name of Jim Collins, he asked him, could you tell a difference? Was there a difference between guys who made it and guys who didn't make it? And he said, oh, yeah, there's a big difference. He said, the guys who didn't have the ability to endure would always put their hope in false hope. They'd say things like, we're going to get out by Labor Day. We're going to get out by Thanksgiving. We're going to get out by New Year. And when they wouldn't get out by that time, then their hopes would get crushed and they'd lose their sense, their resilience. He said, but those of us who endured were brutally honest about the facts. We would say, we may not be out of here by Labor Day. We may not be out of here by Thanksgiving. We may not be out of here by New Year, but we will get out of here. We will not be defeated. The direct quote of Stockdale, he said, the principle is this: you must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. Joseph never put his faith in people or his situation or what he could see. He put his faith in God being in control. I may not get out because of this guy, but I know that God is at work for the good. And he never lost hope in that. Genesis 41 opens with Joseph, therefore, languishing in prison 2 more years. I think one of the hardest things about suffering is not knowing when it will end. Joseph here doesn't know how much longer he'll be in prison. He may be in prison for 2 months or 2 years or 20 years. And yet he doesn't lose hope, because his hope is not in what he can see. His hope is not in his guessing. His hope is in God. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Warren Wiersbe one time said, when God puts his own people in the furnace, he keeps his eye on the clock and his hand on the thermostat. He knows how long and how much. You may be feeling out of control in your situation right now. And one of the things that you say is, I just don't know how much longer I can stand this. And part of the reason you lose hope is you have this sense of, I just don't feel like I can take this much longer. But you're not putting your faith in God. You're putting your faith in your own abilities. Endurance comes from knowing, from never losing confidence that God is, I am in God's hands, and he has his eye on the clock, and he has his hand on the thermostat. And I'll leave the calendar to him. Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in jars of clay, so that this extraordinary power be from God and not from us. How Joseph feels like a clay pot. Paul often feels like a fragile clay jar. We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that Christ's life may also be displayed in our mortal flesh. I can't do it, he can. Therefore, we do not give up. We can't control the heat. We can't control the clock. But we have to say, I will trust that God is working for the good. He's working for the best.